Town detective's decision to reveal the 45-year-old mum of two was struggling with the menopause and had alcohol issues was avoidable and unnecessary. The Forces Police and Crime Commissioner Andrew Snowden, who ordered the report, says he has faith in its chief constable.
The chief has my full support because primarily he has been so open and transparent in how he has engaged with this review process and has shown a keenness for the organisation and for the chief officer team to learn from the recommendations and to take them forward.
Professor Sir Chris Whitty's insisted differences between himself and former chief scientific advisor Sir Patrick Vallance during the pandemic were extremely small. England's chief medical officers giving evidence to the COVID inquiry following claims there were palpable tensions between the pair. Sir Patrick called him a delayer in his diaries, but Sir Chris says he was doing his job in pointing out downsides to the restrictions.
If as a doctor you only say to someone you need an operation and you don't lay out to them all the things that will potentially go wrong with this operation, even if you think personally it's the right thing to do, you are failing in your medical role.
Hamas says it's close to reaching a truce agreement with Israel. It would see some hostages held in Gaza freed and a pause in fighting. Doctors are being urged to look out for symptoms of measles in children. It's because of falling levels of vaccination in the UK. Police are searching for four young men believed to have gone missing while camping in Snowdonia. They were last seen on Sunday. And retailers have accused Which? Of biased and outlandish claims about Black Friday deals. The consumer group says just 2% of offers were at their cheapest price on the day of the sales event last year. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather today, 11 degrees. You might get a little bit of sunshine around about 4 o'clock, which you might see poking through the clouds. Very cloudy here in Brentwood, but it should remain dry. As we get through to Wednesday, you'll get a little bit of sunshine tomorrow morning through the clouds. And again, should be a dry day at 10 degrees. Thursday, again, roughly about the same, but slightly warmer at 13 degrees. And Friday, again, should be dry at 10 degrees. And on Saturday, again, should be dry. Now, we'll see how much that changes by the time we move through the week. So a little bit overcast, some sunshine for the rest of the week, on and off a crisp, cold days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through till 1 weekdays, 5 days a week. Well, not this week, it's not actually. I say 5 days a week and I'm off on Friday because I'm going to a very nice restaurant with a friend on Friday. We meet up probably about once a year, or sometimes twice a year. I think this might, is this the second time this year? No, I think this is the first time. Oh, I don't know. The last time, I don't really remember too much about. So it's a good afternoon. But we're going to a very nice place in London on Friday. I've never been there before. I did mention it, but I won't say where it is. But it's somewhere a bit different. We normally go to one particular place in Covent Garden, and it's a restaurant which is downstairs. And when we normally come back out from the restaurant after we've been there about 5 hours, basically the steps just seem like you're climbing Mount Everest. I made the mistake of when I was there before, I think I said we had a lovely meal. We did the set meal because it was cheaper, not because we're skinflints. You know, you have to try and save a bit of money. But then we made the mistake of going to the sitting by the bar. We'll just have a couple of cocktails. I don't know how many we had, but I had a margarita? No, I love a margarita. And we left there and we were a little bit merry, so merry that she actually missed her train going back home and had to wait for another one. And she was going up to the north, so right the way up to Leeds. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that on Friday. I'm not looking forward to the walk-in. I've got really, do you know what? My back at the moment, I'm sorry to moan on, but I'm having lots of, I've been having issues with my back. I've had them for years, but it just spoils. You know, I've been going on these little rambling walk. I'm still doing it, but the pain, the ache is there. It's like an ache in my back. And you know, if you get like back pain or leg pain and stuff, you're kind of walking, but it's like, And I can't take anything for it, I don't think. I don't want to be on, like, painkillers. It's just, it's annoying more than anything. I spend far too much time sitting down. I sit down here. I keep saying that when I have a fast song on, I should get up and have a dance and not put on the studio webcam. Anyway, let's talk about Joby Fox. He's going to be coming up with our very own Joe on Drive Time. She's nabbed him. She introduced me to him. I think his stuff is amazing. He is playing, I think, in London this evening, or it'll be over the next couple of days. Check him out, Joby Fox online. This track is called Falling, and you can hear him performing live with Joe after 3 o'clock today. Later. Mm-hmm. So good. Thanks very much to Joe Bailey, who does the brilliant Drive Time show here on Phoenix FM. We don't get to cross over as much as we should, obviously, because we've got sandwiched in between us, the one and only Scott Ross. So you can check Joby Fox. There he is with Falling, and he's going to be performing live in the studio. And I would have nabbed him, but Joe had him first. So, you know, we have to respect the other presenters here on Phoenix FM. I'm really so happy for that introduction. That's one of my favourite songs so far, independent-wise, of the year. I might actually do my favourite independent tunes of the year. We normally have to do our favourite songs and albums of the year anyway for Phoenix FM, but I might do my own separate one of tracks that I've really, really enjoyed. But there are so many independent music tracks that I've enjoyed over the year, and I'm very, very lucky to be sent in to some incredible music, and it's all really good. I mean, the thing is, years ago, you know, we used to get the demos years ago. They would be, recording would be good, or their potential, but you knew they weren't quite right for, you know, they just weren't quite right. Now, because the mixing and production of stuff is not, that's always excellent, but people are just producing so much, you know, so much more amazing music. Yeah. What am I doing? Why am I making that? I was trying to do a bit of a serious bit, then right at the end you just sort of... I think my nose is blocked. Here's Take That with Windows On. He just sniffed down the microphone. I bet you don't get this on BBC Radio 2. How much do they get paid? About £1 million. Oh.
I've been through a year of madness. Place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you we
now my guests a couple of weeks ago was the House Gospel Choir. Here they are with their brand new track called Angels. This is Dreamy. You can also go out and sing along with this choir too in London at Spitalfields. Yeah.
That you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels over me.
Never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, I'll never be alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels,
angels
over me,
over me,
angels over me,
over me,
and over me,
over me,
girls watching over me.
You know that they watch, you know that they watch. Keep on watching me. And I know that I got them watching me. And I pray that they keep on watching over me.
And I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
I see you fed up. I stop and give you a leg up. Overpriced on real estate, it's a real estate. The highest price they live today, creating new divides and tensions.
You've got to tolerate all those people that you hate. I'm not in love with you, but I won't hold that against you. You've got to tolerate.
Situation, mutual appreciation, away from narrow preconception, avoiding conflict, hypertension, non-phobic word aerobic. This was my domain, till someone stole my name.
You got to tolerate all those people that you hate. I'm not in love.
That's a lovely song. I do like that. Now I'm joined in the studio by the one, the only, the one, and he is the one and only, Mr. Scud Russ.
Got my mouth full of biscuits.
I know, sorry about that. Well, I have. Do you know I had those lovely chocolate biscuits I was telling everybody about? They're more chocolate than biscuits, aren't they?
They're
lovely,
are,
aren't
very
they?
Good.
God, you've gone through those. Oh, you've got the other one on the desk. I think you'd eaten both.
Not yet.
Now, you've got a fantastic show coming up today.
Oh, really?
Somebody told me that. I don't know who.
Well, there you go.
You need to speak into the microphone. I can't hear you properly.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Okay. It's a mouthful of biscuit. Here we go.
Mouthful of biscuit,
that could
yeah.
be your new. That could be your new DJ name.
Yeah,
no,
mouthful,
got mouthful of biscuit.
Well, that would be one, yeah. Well, there you are. So what have we got coming up today? Well, of course, being a Tuesday, it means that Margaret Mills is coming in.
Hey!
Yeah, and she's going to be telling us about a cherry pie that was served up an Essex pub. Well, it was in Essex at the time. And it cost an astronomical fee, about 275 quid in today's money.
Wow.
Got to be some pie, eh?
Yeah.
And we're also going to be hearing about a multi-story erotic centre being built, well, erected in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, did you say?
Amsterdam, yes, so you can't get too excited.
Have you booked your tickets already?
Well, you know.
Mouthful of biscuit is opening the centre.
But, you know, if I tell anything about it, anybody about it, it'll be a tall story.
Hey!
All of that, and of course, lots and lots of absolutely sensational music all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
I love the way that you see it's very difficult to... That's why you're not meant to eat when you're doing a radio show, because with chocolate and biscuits, they coat your throat and they coat your mouth. That's why when you sing, you shouldn't have anything like that, because it does... So you're going...
Yeah, sorry. You did it deliberately. You got me.
Now you've got the new DJ coming up between 1 and 3. It's Mouthful of Biscuit. I love that. That's just such a good name. I wonder if there's a... Let me have a look. I'm going to have a look. Is there a band called Mouthful of Biscuit? What a great name. Mouthful of Biscuit. I just think that's brilliant.
I don't dare look.
Mouthful of Biscuit. Oh, there is!
Is there really?
There is already a band called Mouthful of Biscuit. That's excellent.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Oh, that's brilliant. There
I expect they've bitten off more than they can chew.
Hey! Now, more new music. Just Above Snake sent me in this track, The Man You Don't Want to Meet. Nothing to do with you, Scott. But it could be.
Could be with a mouthful of biscuit.
Oh, you're on your... I won't talk to Scott Ross because just as I was about to, would you like another chat? Mouthful of biscuit, as he's known now, is it tucking into that. Is it nice? Is that a nice biscuit?
Ben, it's lovely. Thank you very much.
I hope your wife's not listening.
I know you gave it to me and I know you set it up specially. You can get me to talk to you the minute I put the biscuit in my
I just
gob.
Hope that Mrs. Ross is not listening because you're not allowed to have biscuits.
I'm not allowed to have biscuits,
and
no.
Will be trouble.
So I'm sure she won't be listening.
No, thanks very much. She doesn't listen to my show. All right, thanks you. Just going to 12:38, let's do the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the roads for you this afternoon. First off, Brook Street roundabout is looking okay. You do have temporary traffic signals at Nags Head Lane at the A1023 and then also at London Road at Westwood Avenue on the A1023. You've got temporary traffic signals at Eagle Way at Essex Way. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy at the moment. Over to Green Lane, Hall Green Lane rather, there's telecoms works both ways at Park Avenue to Hutton Village. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street is clear and coming back through the tunnel up to the M11, no issues. And the A12 is running nicely. You'll get more traffic and travel with Scott Ross in an hour. I'm going to a very nice restaurant on Friday. I'm not here on Friday. Did you know that?
Yes, I heard you say it earlier.
Yeah. I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to tell anyone else, though. But
tell me what?
Because it's quite... Well, they had a tasting menu.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But my friend's got... She's had surgery, so she can't have a lot of food.
Right.
I can. so I could have had hers. She's very selfish. And then there was another bit where you could have the tasting menu.
Yeah.
And then there was an option of an extra £70 to have wine with it.
70 quid?
No, that's for the wine. That's for the extra on top.
Yeah.
The tasting menu was £129 each.
Good God.
I'm not doing...
Do they take luncheon vouchers?
And then on top it was another £70 to have like the... Or it was £55 if you wanted cocktails to go with the... I'm not doing that, though. I'm doing a set meal, which is about 30 quid, so it's a lot different. So well, it's two courses.
The taste of meal is how much? 170?
No, £129. And then if you have wine with it to go with each course, it's an extra £80. So anyway, this place is quite... But I'm not doing that. I'm having I think the set meal's £35, so you get a starter and a main. So it's 35, 40 quid.
Right.
And it's really up market. The setting's lovely.
It'd have to be.
But then... What I'm going to struggle with is wine, because whenever you buy wine in places like that, you can't get a bottle for probably less than 30 quid. So I'll be like, drink that slowly. Drink that slowly. We'll have tap water, thanks.
And 14 straws.
Yeah, I know. It's only the two of us. I'm just going to say, drink that very, very slowly. Won't be wolfing that one down. We'll have no cocktails, because they're about, again, if you have a cocktail in London, you're looking at about 14 quid, 15, 16 quid.
Well,
you know?
Sorry, I won't pay it.
Well, I didn't ask you to, but I wasn't going to take your card with me. But anyway, so yeah, this is a treat. This is not a normal thing. I normally just have like a sandwich or something, but it's not bad. I think because, yeah, about £35 for two courses. So that is more than, you know, most places, but it's not the £129 tasting menu. I was like, it does look nice, but I thought, no.
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 I wouldn't. No. I mean, I just went to a pub the other day. And I went there with Liz, and the whole meal, including drinks, was 14 quid.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying, you can get some of these places which are, you know, which do the carveries. They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Some of them are offering big discounts at the moment.
Mm.
I have one through the email today.
Yeah.
There you are.
No, exactly. This is like because of the setting of it, I think it's just, but I'm not doing the tasting menu, that's fine. The only place I'd really like to go to experience is probably Heston Blumenthal's, because he does unusual things and combinations of foods. So that would be one place that I would love to try.
How about the Shard?
Not been there. I know they've got loads of different restaurants there. That looks amazing.
I think the prices are sky high.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, it is a treat, and it only happens once a year when she comes down. So anyway, we're going to do that.
Right, well, I hope you thoroughly enjoy
it. I'll take pictures of my food and everyone know how common I am. Because rich people don't do that. Should we play the Fine Young Cannibals?
Why not?
That was not lined up. That was lined up. That wasn't me doing that, sorry.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I wanna kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily.
Is Carrie Underwood with A Drunk and Hung Over. Now, it is coming up to Ward's Christmas, and Brentwood Food Bank are doing an amazing job in Brentwood, looking after people that their monies are not stretching enough for food and other household items, like, you know, could be tea, coffee, cleaning stuff, bleach, all these things are up, washing powder, shampoos, lots of tin goods as well. If you would like to help Brentwood Food Bank, they're part of the Trussell Trust, and it's to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. So if you are doing a bit of shopping between now and Christmas and you want to get a couple of extra tins, you can get some, maybe some chili con carne in a tin, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, things like that, coffee, soap, toothpaste. Also, they need things like carrier bags as well, because they do give out a lot of the items in carrier bags. So even if you've got a glut of those, you can take them along to the Brentwood Food Bank as well. You'll find all the details on our website, all the www.phoenixfm.com, and also if you look at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and they do feed a lot of people in Brentwood where their budgets don't stretch to food after meeting other commitments. So if you can help out in any way, shape or form, that would be amazing. Just coming up to 12:52, I think we're going to have a little bit of this singer who is incredible, Christina Aguilera.
Time to breathe like a rock, you wait so patiently. Why I got it together, oh, why I figured it out. Yeah, yeah. I only looked, but I never touched. Losing my heart was a picture of us holding hands, making plans. And it's lucky for me.
Trying to join in and just sounded like a strangled cat. That was Christina Aguilera there with What a Girl Wants. Going to leave you some Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Them Feel. And we've got, what are you doing that for? Looking at me like that. How rude. You just grimaced.
Because.
What?
Is that because.
Oh no, you're not starting the show off with that, are you? What's no. that? Oh, what's it? Oh no, shall I stop the song? What is it? What are you doing? I've panicked.
I'm playing a Michael Jackson song to kick off with.
Oh, okay, right. I won't do that then. I'm going to play this one. This is Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks. Anyone think I'd murdered somebody the way you just looked at me then? Don't panic me on my own show. God's sake.
Sorry.
Right, Alan Partridge. Coming up next, the one and only, A Mouthful of Biscuit, a.k.a. Scott Ross. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Don't forget, Joby Fox is coming up with Joe Bailey on the Drive Time Show. That's going to be awesome playing live. Have a great afternoon.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.